Guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Yisroi. Baruch Hashem, we're coming out today from the Corona virus. I like to think the Rabbani Shalom should be a schus this year for anybody else who needs a Refui Shalom or a Klal Yisroel. Pasuk says in Haftarah, V'eshma es koil Hashem oimer. Yeshaya says, I heard the voice of Hashem speaking and saying, and Rashi and other Mefarshim discuss this might be the first Nevuah in Yeshaya, really. Ein mukdam u'mu'uchar b'sefer Yeshaya. V'eshma es koil Hashem oimer. I heard the voice of Hashem saying, Esmi eshlach u'mi yelech lanu. Who should I send? Who will represent me, says Hashem, and who is willing to go forth? Who's willing to be my shliach to give musar to Klal Yisrael? Ve'oimar, and I said, Hineni shlocheni, here I am, send me. Frek the Alshich on this pasuk, Lochaira, when Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu about going out and being a Navi and redeeming Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu responded by saying, Mi anochi, why should I be the one to go? And why over here is Yeshaya jump immediately on the bandwagon and say, yes, Hineni, I'm here, Shalcheini, send me. I would like to add another question. What is the point of this question? Esmi eshlach umi elech lanu, who will I send to give musar to Klal Yisrael? The only one who hears this question, L'chayra, is the Navi Yeshaya. So, if the question is for him, and he's supposed to say yes, then what's his game? Why doesn't Hashem just say, please, I want you to be a Navi? Hashem wants someone to be a Navi, he instructs him. And if he actually has a choice, so what's his choice about? So we'll be makdim Gemara in Tainis Dav Chof Aleph. The Gemara relates, Ilfa v'Rabbi Yechon have a gerse b'araisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, two great Amorayim, Rashi tells us Ilfa was even greater than Rabbi Yochanan. They were learning Torah together. Tchika lehu mil satuva. But they had a very difficult time with Parnasa. They had families, very, very difficult time supporting their families. Anios, poverty. Amri, they said, Nekum v'nezel, let us get up, let us go. V'nevet iska, let us make a little money, do a little business. Let's be the mitzvah to make sure people aren't poor, especially in ourselves. Let's take care of ourselves. And of course, they were going to be learning. And of course, they were going to go back to learn full-time afterwards. And it seems this was mainly Ilfa's pshat, Ilfa's idea. Ilfa's mentioned first. And like Rashi says, he was greater than Rabbi Yechon in learning. We'll continue. Oslo. So they went. So they left. Oisivu tusi guda ri'ya. They sat underneath a very shaky wall, which is what the Gemara is actually speaking about, a bunch of stories of people who went into Makom Sarkana. Havikakarchi rifta, they were eating bread. Asu trei malachi asharis, two malachim came. And the Mashal says these two malachim are the two malachim that accompany a person. One's a good malach, one's a bad malach, not just on Shabbos. Shamei Rabbi Yechon, the Amr Chadachavi. Rabbi Yechon heard one malach saying to the other one, Nishti alayu haigudav neklinu. Let's throw down this shaky wall on them and kill them. Shvinichin chai oilam haba'ava eskin b'chai isha. They're ignoring the Torah world of oilam haba. They're getting involved in the temporary world of business. That's what the bad malach said. Amalaidav, the other one said, Shifkinu, leave them. Di'ikav hucha dekaimo leishaita. Because there's one of them that he has right now an opportune moment to become great in Torah, and it's not time for him to die. So let's leave them both. Rabbi Yochanan shama ilfa leshama. Rabbi Yochanan heard this conversation of the malachim. Ilfa didn't hear it. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan leilfa shama mar midi. Did you hear something? He wants to know. Maybe it's I'm supposed to tell it to you, or did you hear it? Amalei lai, I didn't hear it. So Rabbi Yechon now understands it's a message for him. Amar, from the fact that I heard and Ilfa didn't hear, It must be that it's an opportune moment for me in learning. That's what this baskol was about. Rabbi Yochanan told Ilfa, I'm going back. I would like to be mekayim upon myself. The other pasuk, which says there are always going to be poor people. Let it be me. Rabbi Yochanan went back to yeshiva. Ilfa lo yehadar. Ilfa didn't go back right away. Only later. Ada asa Ilfa, till Ilfa came back. By the time Ilfa came back, I don't know if it was a few days later, a few weeks later, whenever Ilfa came back, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan now was the new Rosh Yeshiva, and not Ilfa. And the Gemara goes on and discusses how if it would have just been mitzad learning, Ilfa would have been greater. This Gemara, very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan heard, and Ilfa didn't hear. Why? Let's speak a little bit about this Gemara. I'd like to share with you a few things on this Gemara. And then, Mirt Hashem, we'll go back to the Haftarah. First of all, there is an amazing Vart, which the Panim Yafis, that's the Hamakne, Hafla, brings from his grandfather. It's also brought in the Sefer Arvi Nachal. Maria Sad brings her Matcher Benet, and many, many, many others say this Vart. See, this is a great Vart. I don't know if a lot of people were Mechavin to it or what. In Parshas Vayeshev, Parshas Yosef brings this word. In Parshas Vayeshev, when the brothers want to throw Yosef, sorry, they want to kill Yosef. So, Pasuk says originally they're mamish planning on killing him. He said, let's throw him into a bar, and we'll say, Chai Ra, ate him up. V'nira ma'yil chalam Yosef, let's see what happens to his dreams. Vayishma Ruvain, listen carefully to the Pasuk. Ruvain heard. And he saved them. And he said, let's not kill. So this is the way the Torah Tamim and the Sefer Taisus Bracha asks a few questions over here. And again, it's going to be answered all by the Zvart from the Panim Yafis' grandfather. Here. Few kashas. First of all, Vayishma Ruvain. Ruvain heard. Everybody heard. Everybody knew what was going on. What does it mean Ruvain heard? What did he hear that nobody else heard? Vayatzileu miyadam. Vayomer, and he says, Loi nakenu nafesh. Not gonna kill him. Vayomer aleim Ruvain al teshbechudam. So who's the first Vayomer to? Vayomer loi nakenu nafesh. Vayomer aleim Ruvain al teshbechudam. What's this twice Vayomer? So the aside is like this. In the pasuk before it says, the brother said, let's throw him into one of the bars. Vamarnu will say, Chai Roach Alas, a wild animal ain't him. The near end, we will see, Ma'yu chalamaisav, what happens to his dreams. So Rashi says that these words, v'nir ma'yu chalamaisav, could not have been said by the brothers, because the brothers just said they're going to throw him into a bar. What do you mean we're going to see what happens to his dreams? His dreams won't come true. They're not talking sarcastic. Shvatim don't talk sarcastic. So Rashi says, from Chazal, that v'nir ma'yu chalamaisav was Ruach HaKodesh speaking. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, oh yeah, you're throwing in? Well, I say, let's see what's going to happen to his dream. That's what Hashem says, the Baskel says. The Mele, say these Mefarshim, Vayishma Ruvain means, Ruvain heard this Baskel. Vayishma Ruvain. It doesn't mean he heard what his brothers were discussing. He heard that Vayishma Mayu Chalamaisav. He heard that Meredika Baskel. Only Ruvain heard it. Vayatzileu Meyadam. Ruvain said like Rabbi Yochanan, if I heard it, it's my job to go save them. Vayomer, and he says, in response to the baskel, he says to himself, he inspires himself, Lo yinakenu nafesh, I'm not going to kill him. Vayomer aleihem Reuven, he turns to them and he says, Al tishpachu dam. But the first time was Pashut responding to this call of the baskel. He was the only one that heard the call of the baskel, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Why is he the only one? The other brothers were set on killing him. Ruvain, as the Bechar, feeling a responsibility, had a suffix. So he was listening. He wasn't sure. He was open. He was receiving voices, noises, if there would be a message for him, he was ready. The Shem Shmuel brings this Vart that we just said and adds so much more to it. It says a very famous Medrash that says that if Reuven would have heard, would have known that Torah is going to write about him, Yishma Reuven Miyatzilehu Miyadam, he would have carried him home. He wouldn't have just said, let's put him into a bar here in the Midbar and not kill him. Let's just leave him there. He would have actually carried him on his shoulders back to his father. Very famous Medrash. So Shem Shmuel says, according to the Vav, we have a Gevaltik Pshat. There was really a psak to kill Yosef. And Elikim Nitza Badas Kel, we know that there is every time Bezin makes a psak, Ramban tells us about Taira, the reason why Hargu, Ein Nerag, and Ein Zayman, they actually killed, you don't kill back, is because there must have been Haskama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Bezin that judged, according to the best of their capabilities, Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel came down and helped them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually maskim to be part of the Cherem, not to tell Yaakov. So there was a psak to kill Reuven, to kill Yosef, and Reuven felt he needed to go along with it. The only thing that stopped him was this baskel. This baskel told him no. Benir Mayu Chalom Yosef. So there was a psak to kill him, but there was this baskel that said, no, we're not going to kill him, Mamish. But Reuven felt he couldn't go against the Shvatim more. It would be wrong to go against them in their psak completely, throwing him away. But if he would have known the Torah is going to say that Reuven is going to be the one who saves him, he would have realized that their whole psak was wrong, then he would have actually carried him home. And this will also answer the Ramban's Kasha, who says, Rashi says, that Yosef was close to the Mebila and Zilpa, so why didn't they save him? Because they felt that they needed to go along, according to this psak, and kill him. So we have this idea that Reuven was tuned in to hear the truth, and he was able to hear the truth, like Rabbi Yochanan, who even though he left yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan was still hesitant. He wasn't as firm in his conviction, yes, I need to go work now. He wasn't sure, he felt guilty maybe, he felt a little bit unsure, he was still listening. What does the Rabbi Yochanan really want from me? And he heard the voice of Hashem, the Malachim talking, and realized he needs to go back to yeshiva, and he became the Rosh HaYeshiva. We'll go back to this Gemara very soon. We have now the same shot by Yeshaya HaNavi. The Medrash Rabban Vayikra, Parsha Yud, Simon Beis, the Medrash says when this first Nevuah of Yeshaya took place, the Lashon of the Medrash is, Omer Yeshaya, Mitayel Hayisi Bebeis Talmudi, I was being Mitayel, walking around in my Beis Medrash, when I heard Hashem say, Esmi Eshlach Umi Elech Lanu. I heard this question being coming out when I was going around my Beis HaTalmud, and the Eitz Yosef brings the Feitayah that says, that Yeshaya was being misguided. He was thinking. He was contemplating. It means he was thinking, what does the Rabbi Yishlom want from me? Which is a question that good, real Yidden ask all times. Was vilt the Rabbi Yishlom from here? What does the Rabbi Yishlom want from me? And therefore Yeshaya heard this voice. Many people could have heard this voice. Mi eshlach, umi elach lanu. But Yeshaya is the one that was tuned in, trying to hear the Ratzon of Hashem. The very famous Kasha, the Baal Shem Tov asks. The end of Avos, Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi says, there's a baskel that comes out every day from Har Chayrev and says, Oilehem lebiyas mel bagnishal taira. Baal Shem Tov asks, what's the point of this baskel if nobody hears it? According to what we're saying, this baskel is available for anybody that wants to be tuned in and listen, and those that tune in and listen will hear it. And Yeshaya was listening to this question, which wasn't specifically addressed to Yeshaya. It was a voice addressed to whoever's willing to listen. And Yeshaya realizes, I'm the one that hears it, so I have a responsibility. I can't say now, who am I to go? I heard it. The Rabbi Yishlom needs someone to go now. I have to go. Hineni, here I am. Shlocheni, send me. Often, a mother will, after the, let's say, supper meal or some other time, will ask the kids who are sitting on the couch reading. Could someone do this? Could someone do this favor? Whatever. And nobody hears her. But if there will be a real child who's tuned in and wants to bring nachas to their mother, then even before the mother asks, just the mother makes a little bit of a krechts, a noise, but we right away be attuned and come running to take care. And the mother won't have to repeat herself and repeat herself, because the kids don't hear. This is what Yeshaya is zechet to. Yeshaya is tuned in. He's being metayel beis Talmudi. He's walking around being misbayed, thinking, Vas vilt the Rabbi Shalom from? What does the Rabbi Shalom want? He's listening. And therefore, as soon as the Rabbi Shalom calls out and says, Mi eshtach mi elech lanu, he hears. But nobody else in Klai Yisrael heard. And that's why, what's the first Nevuah and Sefer Yeshaya according to this? Vayomer, Lech v'amarta la'am hazeh, go tell these people, Shimu Shemaya, I told you to listen. Ve'al tavinu, but you refuse to understand. Ura'ai, I tell you, come look at this. Vatidon, you don't know. Hashmein le'va'am hazeh. The heart of these people is too fattened. Ve'oznav hachbein, and their eyes are too absorbed. Their ears are too absorbed. And their eyes are just covered over. They don't see, they don't hear, they don't know. They're too absorbed in their own things, they're too involved in other things. They don't hear me, says the Rabbi Yisrael. Because if they would look, they would listen, if they would think, they would be chayzer b'tshuva, but they're not paying attention. They're too vertracht, they're too thinking about other things. They're spaced. Busy with a million other things, except the one thing they should be involved in, thinking about me. And it fits in so beautifully. Right after, Yeshaya is the one that shows that he listens. Says Rabbi Yisrael, go out and speak to them. Tell them they need to listen. And of course, this is so connected to this week's parsha. Vayishma Yisrael. It's a very, very famous vart. I was zeichet to hear it from two Rosh Hashivas, Rav Isaac Osband and Rav David Pavarsky. Zecharim Tzadikim Levracha, the same vart. Vayishma Yisrael. Rashi says, Mashmu Hashamu Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf and Lachemes Amalek. Why dafka these two things? The Gemara actually has a whole bunch of shitas, what they heard. Why Rashi go on these two? So they explained that there was a big kasha to Yisrael. Yisrael was bothered. Kriyas Yamsuf, everybody was scared in the world. The Torah says, Yirgazu Amim, everybody got scared. And included in that list is Oznif Halu Alufei Edom. The Alufim of Edom were trembling. Now, one of the Alufim of Edom is Amalek, and still at the end of the same parsha, Vayavay Amalek, he jumped in. He's willing to get burnt. What's going on? I thought he was scared. The answer is that it went in one ear of Amalek and went out in the next ear. They were temporarily inspired. Yes, when Corona started, everybody was inspired, and everyone was makabel to daven better, and not to ever schmooze in shul again. What happened to that inspiration? Went in the way of all inspiration. You just hear something, it's not going to last if you don't internalize it. The Ramban and Nigeres, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, both right, when you have inspiration, do something about it. Make it lemaisa. Because if not, it's just going to be a very inspiring, wonderful shir. I have a very good friend who came from a very modern background. And he was in a very, very modern yeshiva school, and one day he heard a drasha that inspired him. He changed his life, and he's today a Rosh Yeshiva and a huge Ovid Hashem from one drasha. Everything changed in one drasha. We know the first of the Memchas Dvarim Shatar Niklas Behem is Shmia. Shmia, what's the big deal? Everybody hears. You need to say the way to be kind to Torah is by listening. Of course you're going to listen. Obviously, listening means a lot more. It means you're going to have to really pay attention, internalize. I hope I'm listening as I speak now. So, Emela, that's what Yisrael heard. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody was inspired. Everyone was listening, even Amalek. And then he saw Melchemes Amalek. That a little bit later, Amalek is the first one who goes on this kamikaze suicide mission against Klal Yisrael. What happened? The answer is, if you don't do something, if you don't really, really pay attention, you're just going to fall. And therefore, Yisrael realized, I better come now before it's too late. So, Vayishma Yisrael kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes Amalek, and he came. And that's why it says, Oz Nivhalo Lufei Edom. What's the Lashon Oz? Should have just said, Nivhalo Lufi Adam. Oz means it was temporary, but didn't last. Al Kopanim Yishai is listening. He's tuned. To be a Navi, one of the first things about being a Navi, the Gemara lists a few things. It doesn't say this one, but it's so obvious. You have to be able to listen. To really listen. And this is what Yishaya was tuned in, and he hears it. And that's why he's able to change. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisisa says an amazing thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, Torah tells us he heard a lot of noise. It was noise coming from the Machan. It sounded like a celebration. So, Pasuk says, "Vayishma Yeshua is kol ha'am b'reyo v'yomer l'maisha kol milchama machan." And it sounds like maybe there's a war going on. So the Meshech Chachma, because Yeshua was tuned in to fighting Knanim, Amalek. So he thinks that there's a war. But unfortunately, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, no, v'yomer. Moshe says back, "In kol ha'nois gevura v'in kol ha'nois chalusha." It's not a sign of, I don't hear sounds of people being victory or people losing a war. No, no. Kol ha'nois l'michi shemea. I hear sounds which are torturous. What sounds did I hear? Sounds of people being Eved Aved Zara. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what he was tuned into. He was tuned into Anochi Hashem Lekech Asher Oisei Sicha L'Yir L'Cha. Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu was the main one that was addressed by Asaras Adibrois. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekane Aved Zara. He is the closest to the Rabbi Shalom, and he is the one that hears any slight deviance from being faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu was tuned into that, and that's a sound that he hears. Like Rabbi Yochanan, who is always listening. Even though he left Yeshiva, he still is listening to hear, is there a Devar Hashem? Is there a message for me? Am I doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing? And this is Yeshaya's message to Klal Yisrael. The first message. Hashmin leva amazeh. You people are too fattened up. The ozn of hachmed, your ears are just too heavy, too involved in other things. You're plugged into your ear pods, listening to I don't know what. You can't talk to you. The ein of a hasha, and your eyes are covered over. You refuse to see the truth. Pen yira the ein of a ozn of yishma, the vava yavin, the shav rav. Because if you would just listen and pay attention, then you would do tshuva. Your life would change. There's so many beautiful, wonderful messages waiting for us. Let's take them. Let's eternalize them. Let's change. Shabbos.